me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. New York Governor Kathy Hochul just announced Eric Adams will remain the mayor of New York City.
After careful consideration, I have determined that I will not commence removal proceedings at this time. My strong belief is that the will of the voters and the supremacy and sanctity of democratic elections preclude me from any other action.
Hochul will instead push for new oversight of City Hall, as the Justice Department looks to have the corruption charges against the mayor dropped. By a two-vote margin, the Senate has confirmed Kash Patel as FBI director. Here's former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
We're going to have to see which Kash Patel we get. The one who is threatening to have retribution and retaliation and fire FBI officials, or one who's going to be able to lead that department in an impartial, nonpartisan way.
After the vote, Patel said the American people deserve an FBI that is transparent, accountable, and committed to justice. The longest-serving leader in the Senate's history is retiring.
GOP Senator Mitch McConnell has made it official. He won't seek re-election, hoping to serve out his current term until January of 2027.
During my time in the Senate, I've only really answered to two constituencies: the Republican Conference and the people of Kentucky.
McConnell was first elected in 1984 and became Senate Republican leader in 2007. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A federal judge has ruled the Trump administration's mass firings can proceed for now. The administration is moving up the expiration date for the temporary protected status program for Haitian migrants. As many as 500,000 of them will lose their protections and work permits in August. The Vatican says Pope Francis is showing slight improvements as he battles pneumonia. CBS's Seth Doan is outside the hospital in Rome.
They gave us a couple of images of letters that he'd received from kids in the oncology unit, the pediatric oncology unit here, who were drawing or sending notes of well wishes, letters written in Italian.
The Pope has been hospitalized since Friday. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez reports more Americans are returning to the office.
A new accounting from property management company Castle Systems shows the number of people abandoning work from home and punching in at the office has hit its highest point since the pandemic. That's thanks in large part to employer mandates. Castle says the percentage of office space filled hit a record high post-pandemic average of 54.2% in 10 major cities last month, with Houston leading the way at about 65%.
A disappointing sales forecast from Walmart sent stocks lower today. The Dow lost 450 points. The Nasdaq was down 93, and the S&P 500 lost 26. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bobby Portis suspended. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis for using a non-approved painkiller. Portis thought he was using Toradol to reduce swelling. His agent says he was mistakenly given a prescription for Tramadol by an assistant. Portis now facing a 25-game suspension. Just yesterday, Portis was informed that seven suspects had been charged with breaking into his Milwaukee area home last fall.
Like, you put all you can into the game, and then you come home, and then just all your belongings are gone, things that you work hard for, so it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in L.A. when they had that group, Bandits in L.A., my son's home was one of them. That was Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift. Yeah, it's an invasion of privacy, and you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they're able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing and it's great.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills below zero. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, the warming trend finally kicks in. A high in the mid-20s to the upper 20s Saturday, mid-30s Sunday, partly sunny. Currently it's 26.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that I've died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. My room,
safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollmann. Well, it's time for four things you did not know yesterday. You ready? Here we go. Thing number one, there's a spa in Brazil where people can leave their houseplants to be pampered while their owners are on vacation. Thing number two, the record for the most golf balls hit into a target area in 12 hours is 9,959. Thing number three, a cough releases an explosive charge of air that moves at speeds of up to 60 miles per hour. And thing number four, you grow by about 0.3 inches every night when you're asleep, but you shrink to your former height the following day. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Through the mirror of my mind, time, I see a reflection of you and me.
my tears. I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And Paul Harvey is back on the air. That's right, the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. Now available on WRJN and on our website on demand at WRJN.com. It's all sponsored by Racine Disc Center. Racine Disc Center online at RacineDiscCenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey heard weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again with Dan Marcus at 12:05 just after the noon news.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hits from the Drifters on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, it's getting warmer. Well, warm is relative, I guess. But tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 7 above. At least it's not below zero. Tomorrow, sunny and 25. Saturday, sunny and 27. All the world over sun.
Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Our Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A court found negligence earlier this month during the birth of Kamaya Minor in November of 2018. The jury found that the improper administration of Pitocin, a labor-inducing drug, resulted in severe brain damage leading to cerebral palsy and permanent disability for Kamaya. The case wrapped up earlier this month after a three-week trial. Racine Unified leaders are likely trying to learn how to avoid the same fate as in Kenosha. Following the rejection of Kenosha Unified's $115 million referendum on Tuesday, Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to garner support for their referendum. That's at about $190 million and set for the April 1st ballot. RUSD officials have scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight what's in the proposal. Kenosha Unified leaders are saying they'll need to make difficult decisions in light of their funding failure. Three people have been arrested in three separate investigations into child sex abuse materials in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department says the suspects range in age from 20 to 30, and they include two men and one woman. Warrants were recently served in Racine and Union Grove. The suspects were identified through tips via the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says in a statement that his department is dedicated to combating child exploitation. There's been talk about eliminating the education department in D.C. How would that impact local districts like Racine Unified? Go deeper with the topic and learn more today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills below zero. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, the warming trend finally kicks in. A high in the mid-20s to the upper 20s Saturday, mid-30s Sunday, partly sunny. It's 24 right now. WRJN.
Well, before you do anything rash,
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. A study has found that when a person loses weight, his body increases its appetite, which makes the person actually eat more, especially at the state fair.
Town with it.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, you know, things like snowplow safety and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety, and we're happy to do it at WRJN.
Church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Thank you.
Yes, love that one from the Doobie Brothers. It's China Grove on WRJN. You know, before the Doobie Brothers, before Elvis, before Buddy Holly, before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, there was Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller, and of course, Frank Sinatra. Sunday mornings, you're going to want to listen between 7 and noon. Lou Regani has Music of the Stars, and Lou curates an amazing blend of songs. He weaves in fun, quirky, and always entertaining stories and themes. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars, Sunday mornings on WRJN.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Have to worry.
WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Senate has narrowly confirmed Kash Patel as FBI director.
The yeas are 51. The nays are 49. The confirmation is confirmed.
Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, joined all Democrats in voting no. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Real concerns about whether he would retaliate against FBI officials who assisted, for example, in the January 6th investigation, and in general, how he will relate to today's FBI.
Governor Kathy Hochul has opted not to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office as the Justice Department moves to have his corruption charges dropped.
It is my sincere hope that these dark days will pass, elections will occur, and the people of New York will decide who they trust to govern this extraordinary city.
Hochul will instead push for more oversight of City Hall. Six New York prison guards have been indicted for second-degree murder in the beating death of a handcuffed inmate in December. Four other guards were charged with lesser crimes. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell says he will not run for re-election next year.
Representing our Commonwealth has been the honor of a lifetime.
He is the Senate's longest-serving leader ever. President Trump's Ukraine envoy Keith Kellogg met with President Zelensky in Kyiv today. The BBC's James Waterhouse is there.